Leviticus chapter 6. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering, because of the burning upon the altar all night until the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with a burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar, and he shall put off his garments, and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp to a clean place, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning on it. It shall not be extinguished, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, it shall never go out. And this is the law of the meat offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord, before the altar, and he shall take of it his handful, of the flour of the meat offering, and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savour, even the memorial of it, to the Lord. And the remainder of it shall Aaron and his sons eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place. In the court of the tabernacle of the congregation they shall eat it. It shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it to them for their portion of my offerings, made by fire. It is most holy, as is the sin offering, and as the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings of the Lord, made by fire. Everyone that toucheth them shall be holy. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, This is the offering of Aaron and of his sons, which they shall offer to the Lord in the day when he is anointed. The tenth part of an ephah fine flour for a meat offering perpetual, half of it in the morning, and half of it at night. In a pan it shall be made with oil, and when it is baked, thou shalt bring it in, and the baked pieces of the meat offering shalt thou offer for a sweet savour to the Lord. And the priest of his sons that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute forever to the Lord. It shall be wholly burnt. For every meat offering for the priest shall be wholly burnt. It shall not be eaten. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, This is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed shall the sin offering be killed before the Lord. It is most holy. The priest that offereth it for sin shall eat it. In the holy place shall it be eaten. In the court of the tabernacle of the congregation, whatever shall touch the flesh of it shall be holy. And when there is sprinkled of its blood upon any garment, thou shalt wash that on which it was sprinkled in the holy place. But the earthen vessel in which it is boiled shall be broken. And if it shall be boiled in a brazen pot, it shall be both scoured and rinsed in water. All the males among the priests shall eat of it. It is most holy, and no sin offering, of which any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation to make reconciliation in the holy place, shall be eaten. It shall be burnt in the fire.